despite her words, the cannon bolts continued to come fast and close. Her blast tinting was so constantly dark that the interior of the cockpit felt like a closet during a lightning storm. And she could not shake the feeling that those gunners were too good to be ordinary pirates. Maybe they were ex-military, something like retired space rangers or Balmoran void jumpers, perhaps even a band of outlaw Nogri. The interception vector on her display finally lined up with both shuttles, and the blast tinting grew semi-clear as the farthest stopped firing to avoid hitting the nearest. Jaina quickly swung in for a flank attack and accelerated, easing the stick this way and that, fighting to keep her interception vector aligned with both targets. As she drew near the first skiff, its cannon bolts grew brighter, longer, and closer, and again the canopy turned as dark as space itself. Jaina reached out in the Force, focusing on the dark, tainted presences ahead, and said, "Launch Bomb 5!" Again came the gentle bump of a shadow bomb being forced from its tube. She caught hold of it in the Force and felt the Stealth X jump as cannon bolts started burning through its light armor. "Stang!" she cursed. "Who are those guys?" A cacophony of alerts and alarms filled the cockpit. Jaina shoved the stick forward, diving for safety beneath the shuttle's belly, where at such close range, the cannon barrel would not be able to depress far enough to target her. And this time, she did not release the shadow bomb. She kept her attention focused on the sinister presences inside the shuttle, pushing the bomb toward them, even as her Stealth X spiraled out of control. Rowdy tweeted and whistled, trying to draw her attention to the urgent messages scrolling across the display. And the second shuttle resumed fire, stitching a line of holes down the fuselage. Then a white brilliance filled the void, so bright and hot that it warmed Jaina even inside her back suit, and she felt the searing rip of 24 lives being torn from the Force. Afterward, everything remained quiet and dark inside the cockpit, and Jaina thought for an instant the detonation had taken her. Then her stomach grew queasy. The blazing blue of the Rockhound's efflux tail flashed past above her, and she realized her shoulder was straining against her crash harness. Her ears were ringing with damage alerts and malfunction buzzers, and her throat was burning with the acrid fumes of system burnouts. She hit a chin toggle inside her helmet, then coughed into her faceplate as it slid down to seal her inside her back suit. "Activate suit support!" She grabbed her stick and began to right her tumble, bringing the starfighter under control, gently, in case the superstructure had suffered any damage. "Give me a damage assessment!"
"Not as bad as it could be. We still have time to stop those last pirates, as long as we suffer no more lucky hits."
Jaina surprised herself with a grin.
"I like your style, Rowdy."
She glanced down and found the last shuttle highlighted on her tactical display, less than a kilometer behind the Rockhound, and already starting to climb toward its belly.
"But I was wrong. Those weren't lucky hits."
An inquiring beep sounded inside Jaina's helmet.
"Their gunners have been using the Force."
Jaina swung around and accelerated so hard that her battered Stealth X began to wobble and pitch.
"That's why they hit us every time I launch a shadow bomb. They can find me in the Force."
"Pirates have the Force?"
"These pirates do," Jaina said.
The last skiff came into view and began to swell. 4 tiny circles of blue arranged around a boxy gray stern.
"Arm bomb 6.
Rowdy emitted a confirming tweedle, then scrolled a message across the cockpit display.
"It has been nice flying with you, Jedi Solo. Thank you for giving me a sense of humor, so I will find this amusing."
"Relax, will you?"
The hair on Jaina's neck stood up, and a stream of cannon bolts began to fly back over the skiff's stern.
"They have a blind spot."
Jaina pushed their nose down, and the stream began to fly past dozens of meters overhead. A moment later, the skiff passed beneath the stern of the Rockhound, and, dwarfed by the tug's 2-kilometer immensity, continued forward between the massive stabilizer legs. Knowing what would happen the instant the gunners felt her reach for their craft in the Force, Jaina hung back 0.5 kilometer, then said,
"Launch bomb 6!